We're joined in the media center by top field number one qualifier, Mike Salinas. Mike, you ran a time of 3.678 at 330.55 miles per hour during that final qualifying session. How did that run feel to you?
Actually, car's really smooth, really fast, and the funny part is it has a lot more in it. Guys are doing a great job. I know Alan has some secret squirrel stuff in his head or in the office there, but everything, the guys putting the car together, getting it all prepared, getting it ready, they're ready for the countdown. And we have a fast car, and it's really nice to be a part of it. You know, they're doing a great job, and I really appreciate it.
As you said, Alan Johnson obviously knows a thing or two about championships, and here we are, the second race of the countdown. What's your thoughts on the countdown?
I'm just happy to be with this group because I'm learning so much. Basically, when you come with Alan Johnson, it's like I don't know anything about racing. He's teaching me a lot, and the group's teaching me a lot, so it's really nice. And I appreciate what they're doing with me and helping me.
Did you think anybody was going to take number one from you? Or do you think it was going to hold?
You know what? Alan has this really funny look when he does some little knob twisting. When he does some knob twisting in there, he just gives you this glance, and it's amazing. It's like, hang on, baby, we're going. And that's what's nice.
Mm-hmm. And it went.
Oh, yeah. No, it does. And I actually think we would have been faster because we washed a little bit out, but it did really good. I brought it back and just scrubbed a little bit of ET off. But I think it was really, really fast, and it was really smooth and clean, and we're not hurting parts. And I think we're going to have a very fast car for race day. Look forward to it.
You were kind of hanging around all weekend, I mean, near the top. You finally got to the top, but what took so long? You're just hanging around.
A smart tuner. Look at his history. You know, I'm just the guy in the seat. If you pay attention to his history, he doesn't make big jumps. He makes small jumps, moves in little by little, but he's consistent and very, very good at what he does. So that's why. And you don't have to go out and set the world on fire in the first round. At the end of the deal and winning the race, that's the main thing, you know.
That gave you a lot of confidence.
Oh, very much so. As a driver, I'm in the best car I've ever been in, and I'm with the best group I've ever been with. And they're teaching me a lot of things. They're teaching me a lot of things how to drive a fast race car. It's driving a fast race car is not like driving a slow race car, and there is a difference. And I have a lot to learn, and I'm coming up to speed, and I'm very comfortable in the car. And I'm having a lot of fun, and that's the main thing for us.
Thank you.